Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, ladies and germs? Here we are. We are live. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and we have one heck of a show on tap for you tonight. We have Kent Terry, brother of fallen border guard, border agent, Brian Terry, who was senselessly murdered by drug cartels out of Mexico with weapons from the fast and furious gun-running scheme pulled off by Barack Obama and Eric Holder with no ramifications. I got one guy's trying to call in. I don't know if he's going to make it here. Let's see. Says it keeps bumping him off. Don't want to be bumped off. Check it out, folks. Seems like we got some internet today. Alex is watching. Marianne, Kathy's watching. What's happening? Folks that are saying that it's blurry in the live feed, don't worry. I'm ugly as hell anyway. It's the voice and the message that's more important. Really is. Hey, Alex, Kathy, Jim, Bruce, OG, what's happening? Ed, Tim, Nancy, Marianne again, Gabrielle, Susan.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Now, one of our guests, a good friend of ours, Steve Ronnebeck, he's calling in. There he is. I see you. I see now my guest Kent is in the queue. Let me just make sure that this is him, and we will go live. I got to play something. You know, Dave Gray's got a song coming out called The Hunter. It's on Dave Gray USA, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. You can get your copy at DaveBrayUSA.com. Go there right now. Get a copy of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. And the song is The Hunter. It's a good song. And we'll play it during the show. We like to promote Dave Gray. He's doing great stuff. Hello, Tim. Tim Foskey, too, is in the queue, in the live feed. What's up, Tim? Let's see. The Hunter. Dave Gray, The Hunter's the new song. He's going to be having a release tomorrow. Some sort of a release there. And The Hunter is about, it's about finding your faith. It's about finding your faith, basically. It's a really good song. He hunts for his faith. So let that play for a minute here. I just want to check it out. You know what? This is The Hunter, Dave Gray, DaveBrayUSA.com. It's a song about finding your faith. It is Easter week. Happy Passover for our Jewish friends. And happy Easter to our Christian friends.
Through the darkness, every day becomes the night. I'm waiting on the feet dying on the inside. I am the
that is The Hunter. I don't want to let it all go. The video release is tomorrow, April 18th at 11 a.m. through Sunday, April 21st, 11 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the event page. We will have it on the Dave Bray USA page. If you're not part of the Dave Bray USA page, head on over to the Dave Bray USA page and become part of the Dave Bray Army, folks. You may remember Dave Bray as the lead singer of Madison Rising, now on a promising solo career. Really, really good stuff happening there for Dave Bray. But please start watch parties, share this around, and let's bring in our featured guest. Tonight, folks, our featured guest is Kent Terry. He is the brother of slain border agent Brian Terry, who was murdered with weapons used in the bogus, illegal gun-running scheme by President Obama and then-Attorney General Eric Holder. I pray that these guys get hammered soon for their crimes. Somehow, some way, they have to go down for their crimes. I'm no lawyer, I'm no police officer, I'm no law enforcement agent. But these criminals must go down. It's very serious what these guys did. And I can't believe they got away with it, with no repercussions and no accountability. Shipping guns, well, I guess they did it all over the place, you know. They sent guns to Syria for ISIS. They armed ISIS, for Christ's sakes. The guys were cutting off heads, and they armed ISIS. Because some of those guys might have been rebels fighting Assad, who they wanted out. They wanted Assad out. I really believe that the Obama administration used chemical weapons against the people and blamed Assad. I think they did it. That's my own opinion. It's my own opinion, but that's what I believe. I really believe it. I don't know what you believe, but that's what I believe. They are criminals. They did a lot of criminal things. And they got away with it. And while they were doing criminal things, the rest of the people said, well, if the top law enforcement official in the United States is breaking the law and a criminal, well, then I must break the law and be a criminal too. So that's what happened, I believe. So you have rampant crime everywhere, throughout government, deep state criminals. And then they tried to overthrow our president, President Donald Trump, in a failed coup. They got busted. It's coming, folks. But we're going to stop talking about that now because we got to talk a little bit more about the border issue, how long it's been going on. Folks, a lot of folks don't realize that the border issue has been going on since we've had a border with Mexico. You know what I'm saying? It's been this way forever. And no border equals no country. Some folks are like, we need open borders. We need people to just come and go. We're just people. We should be able to walk the land wherever we want to go. Perfect in pioneer times when everything was new, but everything's owned and belongs to somebody else now. It's somebody else's property. You can't just walk across people's property. It's not the way it goes. So there you have it. And with that comes the crime, the drugs, the violence, and the death. We've had many of our angel parents on the show, Steve Ronnebeck, Mary Ann Mendoza, Laura Irish Wilkerson, Jamila Shaw has been on the show, and others. And these folks have lost family members due to illegal immigrant crime. Our featured guest tonight also lost a family member due to illegal immigrant crime. Because, you know, the cartels who had the weapons that they used against them were for sure in some kind of human traffic drug smuggling ring, trying to get people to come here illegally and break our laws and kill people. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the show our featured guest this evening, Kent Terry. Welcome to the show, Kent. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
No problem. So you live way up north. And I had a buddy come by, a Facebook pal, Rob Cordes, in the Trump Unity Bridge. Have you seen this guy? Amazing.
No.
He left out of Michigan on March 15th, and he's been all over the United States. His goal is in, I think he had 30 days or 25 days to hit every state in the union. He's doing pretty good. It's amazing.
Well, hats off Trump to him. So
Terry, I gave a little bit of an explanation who you are, but tell the folks exactly who you are, and then we'll keep going from there.
Hi, first of all, thanks for having me. My name is Kent Terry. I'm the brother of U.S. Border Patrol BORTEC agent Brian Terry, that served 20-something years of his life to this country. So,
and that's a lot of time. And
yes,
because of criminal actions, they're criminal actions. I'm sorry, by President Barack Obama and Attorney General, what the heck's his name, Eric Holder.
Eric Holder. Yes.
That was criminal what they did. Now, has there been any kind of civil lawsuits or criminal charges tried to be brought against these people for running these guns? It seems like the story was there and it went away almost as fast as it was in the news.
Well, you know, I think certain media don't want it in the ears of the American people.
Right.
We got some lawsuits going. A couple of progressed forward, and there's a few that we're still working on. But we're at a kind of a standstill right now until we get the documents. The documents that Eric Holder had Obama use executive privilege on to protect Eric Holder over contempt charges, and they sealed the Fast and Furious documents. So that's what we're waiting on. We're waiting on I keep trying to pressure Trump, the White House, into let my family see him and have him so we can move forward and get some kind of closure to what happened.
Call Larry Klayman. You know,
Larry Klayman.
Yeah, you know, he's really working hard for these folks. He's an attorney, of course, as we all know, and he works hard for people. When he gets their case, he takes it all away. And he files those Freedom of Information requests left and right, and he gets them. So, I mean, we know how this previous administration skirts FOIA requests. They get them, and then they shred the evidence. Like, it's unbelievable.
Well, you know what? Me and another reporter, David Pedrea, I don't know if you ever heard of him. Me and him actually went out on a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit to get the documents into Brian's death. And some of the documents we got and emails that we got have absolutely nothing to do with Fast and Furious. They're talking about dirty water in Africa. We're just getting emails like that, you know, left and right. And then finally, we just got a few about a week ago or two that was showing that the State Department didn't authorize the ATF to actually didn't give them permission to run guns to another country. So,
and
we're trying to get
them. Running into Mexico wasn't the only place they were running weapons to. Check out what happened in Benghazi.
I believe that they're connected, the Fast and Furious and the weapons going over to Benghazi. You know, just not Benghazi, too. I mean, these weapons showed up at the Paris nightclub attack. So down over in Paris, they traced back to a gun store in Arizona. So, I mean, the state are telling us there's only 1,700 weapons put out there. That's hogwash. So, because I heard originally it was like 4,700 AK-47s that was originally put out there.
Well, look, I don't care how you slice it. 1,700 is a lot of weapons. That's 1,700 criminals with a gun.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Running up and down the border. Running up and down an open border, committing crimes all day long. So
it's crazy. It's unbelievable what we're witnessing today in reference to the whole border crisis. It is absolutely unbelievable. Today, Melinda Oporto put out a video, three buses dropping off hordes of illegal immigrants in the California area, and on the front of the bus, it says, thank U.S. veterans. Can you believe that?
You know, that's what we should be working for. That's what we should be bending over backwards to fix, is the veterans.
Exactly.
Take care of them first.
I always,
So
now I had this other lady on. Her name is Paloma. She was Paloma for Trump. She was in Tijuana, and I spoke directly to a gentleman from Guatemala. He was from Guatemala. Steve Ronnebeck. You know Steve Ronnebeck. He was there on the call with us, and he's joining us actually. Welcome to the show, Steve. Steve, you remember that phone call, don't you?
Oh, I do. Thanks for having me, Mark. And Ken, how are you?
Good, Brad. Good. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you. He was from Honduras, and that was, they got sold a bill of goods. They joined this caravan, and there was 14 of them, if I remember right. And all they wanted to do was go home, and they couldn't get home.
Yeah, because they were lied to. He was like, they lied to us, and they were advertising it on TV, like they're sitting around watching TV, and come to America, we got your back, we'll pay for everything, safety in numbers, we'll get you up there, and you'll be an American in no time. And they always said, okay, let's go. And then they got up here, all the people that brought them up here scattered like cockroaches when the lights go on, and there was nobody there, they got abandoned at the border. See you later. Got to go get the next caravan. Unbelievable.
These caravans coming up, man. You wait. They opened up a can of worms. It's going to take us years and years and years to fix. And it's just the bottom line, who's going to pay for all this? Us. That's the thing.
Right. Well, that's why I like the president's comment this week. Well, let's bring those illegals to the sanctuary cities then, and you guys can take care of them. And look how fast they flip the script. And you got people like Cher going, oh, my goodness, don't we have a process in place? We're not even taking care of our own citizens. There are homeless 50,000 people. All of a sudden, it's a big deal because we want to send 10,000 illegal immigrants to a sanctuary city. Funny how that went, huh, Steve?
It's ridiculous. I'm going to tell you, just so everybody knows, your listeners know, I'm leaving early Monday morning. I'm going to go spend 2 days with Tim Foley with Arizona Border Recon. And then I'm going to go ahead and go over to Yuma, and I'm going to spend a couple days in Yuma. And so Thursday, I don't know what your show looks like Thursday, but I'd love to talk to you live from Yuma on Thursday. You know that the mayor there just declared a state of emergency. I had a friend that was down there who sent me a couple messages today. He said that there's, you know, all these people just standing around on street corners, on the streets. The citizens of Yuma are starting to get mad because the illegals are starting to trash their properties, their houses, steal from them. I mean, it's Tijuana, but it's on our side of the fence.
Right. Right now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this gentleman. His name is Jim. Jim Benvie from New Mexico. I've had no reports out of New Mexico. I had Texas, I had Arizona, and I had California. This will be my first live report from the border from New Mexico. And these guys this week were rounded up like 400 people in New Mexico, just like I see in the middle of the night, I guess, in Arizona yesterday. They round up 400 people coming. They're cruising across the border at night now, folks, in the cover of darkness. It's crazy.
And I want your listeners to know that Kent Terry is a great friend. He's a lot of fun to be with. And, you know, his brother, Brian, was serving our country. He was doing his job down at the border. He was a member of the Border Patrol protecting us. And it just goes to show you that nobody's safe anymore. None of us are.
No. Well, you know, Steve, like you said, I mean, right where Brian was killed, was there was no wall. It's completely open border. And for having a rip crew that works for the Sinaloa cartel to come across there, you know, with weapons on a daily basis to commit crimes, you know, rape, murder, steal, and then to walk back easily across the border, you know, to their house and get up to do it all over again the next morning. So
it's pretty unbelievable.
It's disgusting, to be honest with you. I mean, people are dying here, and these Democratic people are just sitting back. And you know what? It's just not the people dying, the victims here, but it's the people trying to make that journey. I mean, there was a thing on today. I think it was Border Patrol had it on their Instagram. They're showing there's other ways of dying to come to the United States. I mean, these are people out in the desert that are trying to make this trip here that are dying and laid out there for days or months or whatever. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. So we need to take care of our own country, and that's what we need to do. So because it deteriorates me to sit there. And I live 15 minutes from a sanctuary city up here in Detroit, southwest Detroit. It's a big Hispanic population, biggest. And there's people who don't even speak English. There's people who don't work. They're driving Denalis. They're getting bridge cards. And it's like, who's paying for this? And it disgusts me because I work 80, 90 hours a week, and I can't even drive a Denali. So
I work my ass off, and I can't even drive a Toyota.
No, I'm not kidding you. I was in a store over the wintertime, and there was a husband and wife that couldn't even speak English to the cashier, and they were all decked out in their cowboy boots and jeans or whatever, and they got two grocery carts full of food, and they couldn't even speak English, and then they didn't end up bringing it to Denali. I was disgusted by it. So it's like, take care of our own people here first.
It's really crazy. You know, I posted a meme. It said, you know, 500,000 Americans slept on the street last night while 25 million illegal immigrants rested their head on a nice pillow in a comfortable bed somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Yep. I believe it.
You know, what about the little kids that live in the middle of America who are, you know, their farms were just destroyed, and now they're hungry. What are we doing about them? Oh, wait. Sorry, we got to help the illegal immigrants. We got to turn our backs on Nebraska. Sorry. You know, thankfully, the truckers and a lot of great patriots are doing some amazing things up there, bringing in supplies and things like that. So they're not suffering completely. There is some aid and some relief that is going into these flood zones, thankfully. Thankfully. Because the Americans, you know, we don't need the federal government. We don't need FEMA. I believe we don't need those organizations. Because when there's natural disasters, the government should back off and let the people clean the mess.
Yeah.
We'll do a better job faster for less money.
No. Yeah, you know, right. It's Steve. Steve, you still there?
Yeah, yes, I'm still here.
Hey, Steve, what's the count now on the border now for people waiting to get in this country now? With all these caravans coming up, do you got a number offhand?
In the last 3 months, it is over 150,000 have come across the border illegally seeking asylum and just been released out into the streets. They're not even really processing them at this point. They're just putting them on buses and shoving them off.
Now, I heard correctly today that there's new regulations on illegal asylum seekers that they will stay detained now until they get their court date, which I think is a brilliant idea. Almost as brilliant as Robert.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is, Mark, I don't know how we're going to detain them. I mean,
right. All the jails are
full.
Hey, I got an idea. How about we let out the guy that got busted with a dime bag in 1987 and got sentenced to 40 years? Let him out, and there'll be a free bed. How about
I got a better idea, guys. Let's let Sheriff Joe, let him be in charge of a few tent cities down along the border. Put Sheriff Joe to
Pink
work.
Pink
let him do his thing.
Pink jumpsuits for everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Surplus bologna, surplus cheese. They'll eat just fine. I'm a thorough proponent of it. I think that they should let Sheriff Joe do his thing and put tent cities all along the border, and we'll have plenty of room to hold these people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and but you see, they built this gigantic wall, and these crazy sons of bitches are getting over it anyway. With all the razor wires, somehow they're getting over it. It's amazing. These guys are incredibly amazing.
Who's fueling this, though? This is the problem. Trump is just getting more – who's fueling it? That's the problem. Who's behind all this? Because someone's busting
crazy.
All these people up here. Somebody's flipping the bill on this.
We send all this money to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and then they buy the buses and send their criminals and their crazies and their troublemakers straight to America on our dime.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, how many of these guys that are bringing kids across, are they actually the parent? Are they blood related at all? So
when they passed that budget bill, in the budget bill was a provision that if you came with a kid, ta-da! So all of a sudden, these single men came up with kids. They all got kids now, and that's why that's like that.
Well, and just so everybody knows. There's been about 4,000 over the past few days that have come across in Yuma, and all of them were all family units. So they all had children. And Mark, you and I have talked about it when we had Marissa Hamilton on, that a lot of these children don't belong to these adults. And, you know, these children are being trafficked, they're being used to get these adults across the border. And even worse yet, I mean, remember, there is over 15,000 missing children in Mexico in the past year. 15,000.
There you go. There you go.
The numbers are staggering. The numbers are staggering. There's all kinds of statistics and numbers that fly around in this whole border crisis, like 30,000 violent crimes, thousands of sexual assaults, murder. 300 of our American citizens a week dying because of fentanyl and heroin. That sounds like a crisis to me. You know?
Well, yeah. And I mean, let's look at this. And Brian, I definitely want your opinion on this. What do you think would happen if there were 15,000 missing children in the United States in a year?
It probably is.
Well, all the sex trade and stuff. But you know what? I guarantee you, there was that many in a year. The Democrats and the Republicans would actually work together to figure it out what's going on. So if you said,
well, we know what's going on. With a lot of these missing kids are disappearing through Child Protective Services and the foster care program. We learned that from our friend Marissa. This is happening already.
Yeah.
Not only that, but a lot of these kids that are coming get put into the foster care system. So not only are they trafficked, someone made money bringing them here, then they get put in the foster care system, and then the American businesses get money. It's a crazy, vicious cycle of money. And that's where it comes down to. The almighty dollar is fueling this. Now, who's the one that's funding it all? Find that trail. Find out who needs to go to jail. You know?
It always leads to the money trail. It always leads to the money trail. But you know what? If they did find out that there was political people involved in this on the United States side, what's actually going to happen to them? Because there's been nothing happen to anybody over all these crimes in the last 10 years in D.C. I mean, so what's actually going to happen to them if they do find out that it was some Democratic Party that are funding money to all these people coming up here? What's going to happen to them? Nothing.
Probably nothing, because it seems like nothing happens to Democrats these days. Although I do believe that the biggest boomerang is going to get ready to come back and cut them out at the knees with this FBI bogus dossier, Trump-Russia investigation propaganda coup attempt.
What?
I really hope so.
I sure hope so, because there's a lot of bad apples in D.C. So. And
people want this
in the hard way, but
I know some folks are screaming, "Oh, drain the swamp already!" But it takes a while to, you know, it's a really big plug that you got to pull out of the bottom of the drain to get the water to hear that gigantic sucking sound of the emptying swamp. It's gonna take a while.
That's
a huge plug and a lot
sound.
Of crap. Think about it: it's a gigantic plug and all the dead people that the Clintons have killed over the last 30 years are on top of that plug. So they got to clear all those out of the way first. That's thousands of people, apparently, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, that proves there's a two-tier justice system. And unless people start getting prosecuted and going to prison, it's just going to continue and continue and continue. There needs to be a special counsel that's got arrest powers, a special counsel that can put people in prison. I mean, so it doesn't continue to happen. Everybody just sees it. And when you commit a crime, you see, like, oh, my God, he just got a slap on the wrist. I'm going to go do the same thing. So that's it. And then, you know, they come out of prison, or if they do go to jail, or if they do get in trouble, they make a buck deal, and then they make more money, and, you know, happy retirement.
That's crazy. So look at this guy, the knucklehead up in Illinois, Jussie Smollett. Like, what is that? And that's what that brought me to the – there is no such thing as white privilege. It's more like rich privilege. If you got a lot of money and you rub elbows with the right people, they drop 16 felony charges and let you go scot-free. And then you get a job at the Communist News Network. Hallelujah. Thank God. God bless America. Where only democratic criminals can live the American dream now. Oh, and illegal aliens.
Well, that proves a perfect example right there. Like, we've been waiting 8.5 years to kind of find some kind of answers to my brother's death. And look how fast that small thing to overturn. Oh, we don't have no charges. It's like, okay, they pick and choose. They pick and choose the scandals or the crimes that they think they can get swept away real quick. But the ones like Fast and Furious and Benghazi, and even the deaths of, like, Steve's son, Barry said. I mean, like, Steve, I think you're still waiting for trial, right? Are you about to go to trial?
Well, no, we're still waiting on a trial. We're hoping that in July it goes, but, again, we don't know for sure.
Okay, but how long has it been now? How many?
It's 4 years.
Yep. See, over 4 years, and he can't even get a court date there, and you got the Smollett stuff, all, you know, it's within
it's
3 months. It's open and done. So
yeah, we've seen all that stuff in the Bundy trials. Guys, give me 1 second here, real fast.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
What's happening, folks? If you're just joining us, this is the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We are talking with slain border agent Brian Terry's brother, Kent, live here with Steve Ronnebeck, Angel's father, about all kinds of things, but mainly the immigration crisis and the criminal activities of Democrats. They're running wild, they're running rampant, and they seem to be able to do what the heck they want. And if we like fart in church as a conservative, the world will come to an end. There will be committees, there will be investigations. Oh my God, President Trump farted in church. Get out the FBI. Call the CIA. Where's John Brennan? Even though he's out of it, he can cook up some stuff. We know what to do. Get him. He farted in church on Easter. Oh my God. I mean, I'm telling you, that's how bad it is. And I want to say hello to Jason James
they
Britt.
Played Roger Stone.
Yeah, Roger Stone, yeah.
Right now, Jason James Britt is tuning in from Lod, Israel. Welcome to the show, Jason. Thanks for tuning in and watching our show. God bless. Happy Passover to you there in Israel and all our Jewish friends. As Passover is just around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. And tomorrow is at my church. I can't wait to see it. They're going to reenact the Last Supper. Amazing stuff. I'm excited. Leading into Good Friday and Passover. It's going to be amazing stuff.
Hey, Mark. Look, I apologize. I have to get back to what I'm doing, and I'm going to let you guys finish out the show. But I will be back Thursday night, if you've got room for me, and I'll tell you what I see in Yuma.
Well, I got that. Like I said, I'm talking to that gentleman, Jim, and we're going to be doing a show here in the next week or two. I think I've got him for the 29th. Tomorrow, I don't have a show. I'm doing the church event that I just mentioned. So there's no show tomorrow. I got a show Monday. I might have Monday open. When are you going to Yuma again? I mean, when are you going to travel out?
I'm going to be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week.
Okay, let me look really quick at my calendar. It may be open, it may not. I'm trying to get this gentleman, Bill Binney, to join the show. And I got him maybe for the 22nd. So, yeah, the 25th looks open, Steve. If you want to call in on the 25th, and I'll try to get Jim from New Mexico to join us too and tell us what he's seeing over in New Mexico. Because, folks, there's four states on the border, and they're all being inundated with illegal criminal aliens. Steve, I will keep you posted on the date, and I'll send it to you. The 25th looks good here on my end.
Sounds good. All right, guys, you have a great night. Brian or Kent, have a great night. It's good talking to you.
Yeah, tell Tim hello, and you guys be safe down there.
I will do that. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
We got a little conversation going on in the live feed, Kent. They are getting rides, Frank, from Mexico into American cities on Department of Homeland Security buses. That's right. DHS buses. The what? You know, you got that poor lady. She had to resign because they were hammering her. I know she had to resign because she couldn't take the pressure anymore of this bull crap. Because they're telling her. She's probably like, no, I don't want to put these people on buses and take them to churches in Arizona and do all this stuff. And they're like, well, you have to. Sorry.
You know, that's pretty much a slap in my brother's face. You know, down there protecting the borders, keep illegals out, and here they're bringing them up on this, probably the same bus that he went to the academy with.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy, right? It's nuts. And these poor guys, you know, how many of the guys and girls driving these buses, they're like, they got to feed the family. They're just following orders. But remember, folks, just following orders, how that went in the Nuremberg trials. I mean, I'm sorry. Just following orders is just as bad as some of the other things. That's almost a crime. To me, it's criminal that they're making these guys do this. I know it's going against most of their will and their hearts to be dropping these people off at churches. And then they get to these churches and there's patriots there with their cameras filming them. And they're like, oh, my God, I don't want nobody to see me. Please stop filming. I think that's why they don't want to be on film, half these guys, because they can't believe what they're in. And they don't want to be embarrassed and let it be out that they're actually the bus driver. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's scary.
Wow. When did that happen? Today? Was that today? So I haven't watched the news in about 2 days. So
yeah, it's just stories that come around. You know, I get so many stories sent my way, and whatever comes my way, if it's pertinent and means something, I got to talk about it. So I get stories after stories. I get people sending me all kinds of things in Facebook Messenger like crazy. It rings all day long. So what I try to do is I try to make group chats. So I have four or five Patriot Nation group chats. And that makes it a little easier, you know?
Wow. Yeah,
but that's
it just mind boggles me that these people got so many rights, and my brother don't have the right to get justice and answers. Steve Rodenbeck's son don't have the rights to get answers and justice. With Mary Mendoza's son, the same way. And it's like, is this country actually backwards right now? I mean, has
it
been backwards for a long time?
You got illegal immigrants living the American dream, living the rights and freedoms protected by the Constitution, while we're being hammered. It's like they have taken our rights away. And you got groups like the American Civil Liberties Union that are supposed to fight for civil rights, except if you're a white guy with a Trump hat. Then you have no civil rights. You're the enemy. That's the way it is. I'm sorry. Look at my nice hat. And I wear my hat. There it is. Make America Great Again hat. I bought it at Susan's Trump Country in Spring Hill, Florida. When the Trump Unity Bridge came with Rob, and we had a wonderful rally. Folks, get your gear. Every Tuesday is wear your MAGA gear. That's just something that's up. I got a Facebook group page that was sent to me, and every Tuesday they wear your MAGA gear. Wear it every day. You know, why not? If you can. I can't wear it to work. Check this out, Kent. I had a little tiny inch and a half by 3-inch sticker that said Trump 2020. It's supposed to be like a little window decal for your car. I never peeled it off its little backing. It was just on my bench. And they came to me. Someone complained about my little sticker on my bench. It was in a corner where only I could see it, really. Unless you were right next to my bench, can you see it? So that means somebody was right next to my bench, who probably should have been right next to my bench, complained about my sticker. And they came out with the company rules and why I couldn't have my sticker and blah, 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 made me take it out of the building. Can you believe that?
It's all right for them. It's all right for them to wear their person of choice on their sleeve or their head or anything else. But if anybody that's a Trump supporter, God forbid, you know, they want the hat removed.
And what they don't realize, the more that they hammer us, the more people join us.
Oh yeah.
And
yep.
And the more passionate we become as Trump supporters. And the guy is going to win in an amazing landslide in 2020, barring massive. Well, I can't say that. You know why I can't say that? Because I live here in Florida. Broward County and Palm Beach County was the testing grounds for the voter fraud that's going to take place in 2020. I believe that it's really going to take place in every county, all 3,000 plus counties across the country, because no one got held accountable for the unbelievable voter fraud that took place. They found absentee ballots, two boxes in the trunk of a car at an Avis rent-a-car place. When those absentee ballots are put in a box, they're supposed to be wrapped with special tape and sent to the elections office. And they were in the trunk of Andrew Gillum's buddy's car that he rented at the Avis rent-a-car store at the airport. Nobody got in trouble. So being that nobody was held accountable and they all got away with it, I believe that the voter fraud is going to be widespread in every county.
Yeah.
My opinion.
We're going to do anything possible to get this guy out. And you know what? I met the man. I talked to the man. He is very sincere about this country. And you know what? He's not taking a dime to do it either. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. I mean, he's doing this for free. So
when he was elected, he was worth $10 billion. He was age 69 and a half, almost 70. The guy has a beautiful place in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. And instead of taking his $10 billion and retiring to Florida, he ran for president. Are you kidding me? What does that say about the guy? Right there alone. You know why? Because he's got a young son. He's like 13 years old, 12 years old, barren. And that's why he's doing it. He's got grandkids. He wants to leave them with liberty, freedom, and the chance at an American dream. God bless him.
Hey, I like the guy. I think he's doing a tremendous job. I got nothing bad to say about the man. So that's my opinion.
He stands up at the podium and says, "We ain't taking no more bullshit." God bless him. He's one of us.
You know what? Yeah, the Democrats. There's a lot of people in D.C. now. They ain't getting no more kickbacks. So they're not liking it.
Yeah.
So that's where the bottom line comes down to. It. That is that. So.
And look what they did, too. He said, anybody who worked on my campaign can't lobby Congress for X amount of years. You're not allowed to be a lobbyist. That's it. You ran my campaign. You got to go. You can't be in D.C. for this many years. I think it was 5 years. So if you're on the campaign for 5 years, you can't lobby for nothing in D.C. You got to stay away. And by the time 5 years up, people who are going to lobby aren't thinking about lobbying no more because they got to buy sandwiches and, you know, pancakes and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's upsetting to get back to the border thing. I mean, it's upsetting that he wants to secure our nation, secure our people. You know, and these people are saying he's racist for doing that. I mean, how is he racist to look after the American people? To me, how is that racist?
Because not one person is illegal. People aren't illegal. They are when they break the law. That's what people don't get. I guess they want a lawless society. Maybe they want to go back to the wild, wild west, but except with no guns. They want to take away all the guns, and then you could beat each other with baseball bats, sticks, and chains like the old Rumble days back in the 80s. But, I mean, it's kind of crazy, you know, the lawlessness, the sheer lawlessness of the left. Like,
well,
where, And William Barr, he's got his hands tied now with all this Russiagate bull crap, and he can't even really do his job and concentrate on real crime and the real things that are going on.
They're doing it on purpose. They get away from the real scandals, like Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS. You know, it's just that's what they're detouring from.
And the longer they beat around the bush and delay it, the statute of limitations keeps running out on certain crimes, and these people are getting away with it. That's another reason. Statute of limitations limits are being reached. That's why Hillary Clinton is running free. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Like you said, we said earlier, people died and nothing's happened. It just, to them, it's collateral damage. To us, it's loved ones.
It really was amazing and sheer genius on the part of the president this week when he said, look, you guys want sanctuary cities? We'll bring them to the sanctuary cities. All of a sudden, they don't want to be a sanctuary city anymore. How about that? How crazy is that?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, Trump's always 3 months ahead of us. He's always 3 months ahead of everybody. That guy, he is a smart man. He didn't become rich from being stupid. So,
right.
And so many people are like, he
borrowed that. He got that money from his dad. My face just got blanked out. What is that?
No, his dad gave him $1 million, and he took it from there, and that was it. So
that's crazy. It's like like there's a fog over my face. Weird.
It's not a screw up.
It's the camera. Hey, here's my little man. What's happening? Here's the reason. Folks, the reason we talk about these issues. Freedom has to be handed off. It's not something that is free. People lose their life protecting our freedoms. They put on the uniform of the United States military, the United States Border Patrol, and ICE and DHS and all these places to protect our country and lose their lives in the line of duty so that you can remain free. And that reminds me of Dave Bray, Freedom Rings. Check it out. That's a great song. Every time you're sitting around enjoying your freedom, think about the guys who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that you can enjoy that freedom.
Daily.
The problem with this country, yes, indeed, and the problem with this country is folks don't remember these guys. It's really a sad day when veterans are persecuted by people and they're using their First Amendment rights that were protected by these soldiers to hammer the soldiers, to curse them, and to, oh, it's like, oh my God, this guy protected the rights so that you could berate him. He went on the battlefield so you could come home and be berated by idiots. It's sickening.
I come from a big military family. My brother, Brian, was a Marine for almost 10 years. I mean, he was a law enforcement here in Michigan in two different cities. I mean, he just loved this country, man, and he just always wanted to drive forward. And I respect that, and that's why my flag flies every day, every night with a light on it. It's because of him. So, and I, you know what? That's why I get to fly that flag for people like that. So, and you know what? A lot of people don't, you know, they go after the flag now, you know. Back when I was growing up, I'm 49 years old. Back when I was growing up, everybody had a flag, it seemed like, in their front yard. I mean, after 9/11, everybody had a flag. Now you're lucky to go down three blocks and you see two flags. So
yeah,
it's crazy how fast things will change, you know. But it's upsetting to those that died,
yeah.
You know, like, all the wars, all the law enforcement, all the military, all the Border Patrol agents. I mean, just not Brian. I mean, there's more Border Patrol agents that died over. But it's just, people need to understand these people died to protect you, this country, your freedom.
Yeah, think
it's just like
this. How about this? How many people died on the battlefield
in
the war on terrorism? How many soldiers have gave their life in the war on terrorism, and now we have Muslims in Congress? If that's not a kick in the groin to the veterans, I don't know what is.
Well, you know what? I think them three individuals you're talking about, which I think I know who you're talking about, I think there's going to be one-term puppets, and that's it. They're done. So, I mean, there's a lot of that's my belief.
Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah.
The lady called out of New York.
You know what's funny? I live with a Tlaib in Michigan here, the one that said she was going to impeach that mother effer. You know,
right.
She's not very well liked here in Michigan. I don't even know how she got voted in, to be honest with you. So.
Well, the other one, Omar, got elected because they sent like 80,000 Somalis to her district, and they all voted for her. That's
well,
it.
Here, I think here is because they just passed that marijuana law, and all these young kids just wanted to go in there. I think they voted straight Democrat across the board. They didn't care who it was, just so they didn't get their marijuana law passed here in Michigan. And because, like I said, I've been voting for I don't know how many years now, and I've always seen maybe a handful of people in the total voting booth, you know, with you know where I go, same place every year. But this year, I'm not kidding you. I must have seen 30 to 40 kids, about you know about 19, 21, 22. Vote.
Right.
And I never
all
seen
of a sudden,
it, yeah.
Well, you know, you know what I've been telling folks, Kent, is in 2020, a kid today that's 16 in 2020 is going to be old enough to vote. So if you know 16-year-olds, please talk to them and tell them what's going on and how to vote and where to vote and what they should be thinking about. And to turn off CNN and turn off all the propaganda that they're getting bombarded with. So you know the schools are already twisting their minds and smashing their dreams, you know. And,
oh, yeah, you see it on Facebook all the time about these teachers, you know.
Yeah.
Disciplining kids because
you
wore a Trump hat.
Yeah. It totally stopped the whole class. All right, well, we're leaving. You can sit in this class by yourself. We're all leaving. Not one person
yeah.
even stuck up for. Nothing.
No, I've seen that. You know what? If I was a parent, I'd be raged right now. That was my kids. So you ain't just
and then up in
Ohio. An opinion.
And I saw up in Ohio, there was they had an art competition, and this gentleman made a soldier's cross, you know, with the boots and the gun and the helmet, you know, how they do that, you know, for the fallen soldiers on the battlefield and stuff. And he made that. He took a Nerf gun and he painted it and he made it all fancy. And he made this thing and he got in all kinds of trouble for making it, and it was approved by his teacher. My friend Brian, Live Truth Radio, is covering that story out of Ohio. That's where he's at. And that's Live Truth Radio. He'll be probably having the teacher. They were all at the school board, and they were hooting and hollering. And the school board people were really dismissive and rude towards them. It was horrible. It's horrible. The kid was trying to honor veterans, the fallen, in his art project, in his art competition at school. And they just hammered them. It's really horrible. The school board meeting is actually on my Facebook radio page, Patriot Nation Radio Network. If you want to see that video, you can see.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll check it out before I go to bed here. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, do you have any Brian Terry memorial pages or anything like that where you raise funds to help family victims?
My sister and my other sister run the Border Patrol Foundation, honorbriantary.com. It's every money, all the money that's raised or contributed goes to agents that have been killed in the line of duty's families to help them, you know, with their expenses, burials, whatever they need it for, in honor of Brian. And then we give out scholarships for kids that are pursuing a career in law enforcement. So that's
honorbrianterry.com. BrianTerry.com. I'm going to put that right in the live feed right here.
Honor Brian Terry. Yes.
Honor.
I think there's a web page out there, honorbrianterry.com, and then there's one on Facebook too. So.
honorbrianterry.com. Bam, it's there in the feed for everybody. Please head on over there and. Make a difference.
As of right now, after 4 years of doing this, we gave out so far over 60 scholarships now to kids that are pursuing a career in law enforcement, so, which is a great thing.
Have you ever heard Last Call by Dave Bray?
Yes. I like Dave Bray. I actually got his CD. My sister was at a function there with him. They were doing something, and... He gave me and my brother-in-law an autographed copy of one. So.
Yeah, it's really good. It's the Storyteller Edition. It's Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. And you know what? In honor of the fallen soldiers, the fallen police officers, Border Patrol agents, and others, I'm going to play Last Call real fast. Well, it's 4 minutes and 55 seconds, and then we're going to wrap up the show. You can give out the websites one more time. If you have to run, you can run. But I'm going to play Last Call in honor of Brian and all fallen officers. Folks, if you have never seen this video, you got to see the video for Last Call. And I'm sure the first time you watch it, maybe the first few times you watch it, you'll probably shed a tear. This is Dave Bray, Last Call, and we'll come back with Kent right after this. Oh, it comes with a commercial. Pita Thins. This is so loud. Thank you.
say that you could love the life. Would you say my heart is my past?
That's Last Call, Dave Ray USA, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today. Do not miss out. Ken, thanks again for coming on. Give out the websites again one more time, and I can wrap up the show.
Yeah, it's honorbrianterry.com.
There you have it, folks. Honorbrianterry.com. Head on over there and make a difference today. Help out. Chip in a dollar. Every penny counts. Whatever you can. You know, skip a cup of coffee this week and send it in. You know, what the heck? Why not? Every dime counts. If you only got a dollar, it works. If you got $100, it works. Whatever you can afford.
It's also 501(c), so it's tax deductible.
There you go. So the more the merrier. Dig in, dig deep. Don't be cheap. Spend a buck. Help out the Brian Terry webpage and make a difference, folks. Again, I want to thank Kent for coming on tonight and Steve Ronnebeck. I want to make sure folks get on out to our friend Paul Riley's website, patriotshit.com. There you have his little card right there. It's backwards because you know how it is. These cameras are backwards. I always have the camera backwards. You want to check that out. Also, if you want social media without the liberal rhetoric, spewing from the leftists, the censorship, the Facebook jail sentences, you want to get rid of it all, head on over to Liberty Rush, libertyrush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. My friend Rob hates when I say that. I guess libtarded offends people, but, you know, I'm sorry. All right, folks. Again, thank you so much for coming on, man. And I'm looking to get this guy, Bill Binney, to come on the show. He is an NSA whistleblower right now. He's worked for the NSA and the FBI and other law enforcement agencies, and he's blowing some whistles. Trying to get him on Monday. And then the gentleman, Jim, from New Mexico, looks like he's coming on next Thursday. Tomorrow will be only a conservative perspective with James Bostic starting at 7 p.m. right here tomorrow on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Always good stuff happening there with James Bostic and his great show. We've been a tandem for years now, like 4 years. Doing our thing. We started together as a tandem at the World Integrity News Network, which is still up and putting out some news. So, folks, check out World Integrity News Network, of course. Always doing some fun stuff over there. Our good friend Bobby B, but I think he's not been doing it lately. But anyhow, with that, we're going to run here with the Star Spangled Banner as performed by Dave Ray, DaveRayUSA.com, Music on a Mission Stories. I know I say the guy a lot. He's doing great stuff. The video releases tomorrow, the new video. You can check it out for the Hunter. It is actually a Christian song. It's about searching for your faith. It's a really good song. It's really excellent. But right now, it's the Star Spangled Banner, Dave Ray, DaveRayUSA.com. Get your copy today. Oh, I think I'm getting last call again. Here we go. Nope, we get a little ad. Let's see. This one's 13 seconds. These ads are 13 seconds long. What are they doing to me here? YouTube ads, you know? Let's turn down the volume for the YouTube ad. When we got a spinning thing. So, yes, looking to get Bill Binney. Search him out on the YouTube and see his videos, and you'll see who we're getting on. It's already been talked about, but here you go. Star Spangled Banner. Join me. Please rise.
Have a twilight, my dear.
There you have it, folks. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to our guests, Kent and Steve. Always a pleasure to bring awareness and talk about the issues that really matter. Not the bullcrap you get on the Communist News Network, fake news networks, and all these crappy stations across this country. God bless people like Sean Hannity, one of the only ones bringing truth in mainstream media anywhere. But anyway, folks, thank you for tuning in. Without you, there is no show. Thank you so much. It is you who fuels my desire to continue. Until we meet again, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network for the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Good night and God bless. And don't forget, James Bostic and a Conservative's Perspective, 7 p.m. tomorrow. There's still a show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network Thursday night. So this Thursday, tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. Until we meet again Monday, good night, God bless America. Happy Easter. And happy Passover to each and every one of you. Peace.